You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Saturday's edition of Hoops Talk, brought to you by the Playmakers Bar Network. You know your host, the Playmaker himself, Darnell Solins, out here in Duval. Getting ready to talk some basketball with y'all, and we talking NBA Finals, because we have a series going back to the Bay Area, knotted up at 2-2. That's what took place last night in Game 4 in Beantown at the Garden. I'm going to recap that. I'm also going to go back and recap Game 3. I'm going to preview Game 5 for you. That's going to be on Monday night. And there's a couple of coaching news NBA news I gotta get into. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the series tied 2-2 because, you know, Game 3, Boston came out on Wednesday night, won playing games with Golden State, 116-100 win, you know, Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, 31 points on the board for the Warriors. Klay Thompson actually gave you 25, but it wasn't enough because Wendell Rico gave you 18, but it still wasn't enough. You got, like, where was everybody else at? You know, for Boston, 26 from Tatum, 9 assists, 6 boards. He got 11 from Orford, 8-6, 8-10 from Williams, Robert Williams, that is, 24-7-5 from Marcus Smart, 27-9-5 from Jaylen Brown. Yet again, another game where 3 Celtics score 20 points. That would be Tatum, Smart, and Brown in this one. And then you hold the Warriors to a measly, and I mean measly, 11 points in the fourth quarter in Game 3. A measly 11 points. So you go up 2-1, as I predicted, because I said if there's any game Boston needed, it was Game 3 at home. They took that one, and I said the Warriors would win Games 4 and 5. Game 4 was last night, and 107-97, Golden State Warriors take it on the road to get back home court advantage as the series is tied up 2-2. And most of us saw the game last night. The chef himself served up a 43-piece dish to go along with 12 boards. A nice double-double of serving for the chef himself, Stephen Curry. I mean, a 43-piece, though? I mean, 43, 7 for 14 from 3. 14 from 26 from the field. That man was not playing games on last night. You know, Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things. Hey, you know, Jordan Poole got you 14. Most of those came in the second quarter. I think he scored like 8 to 10 points in the second quarter that... Keep it manageable for the Golden State Warriors. We did not have a double digit lead. The Warriors won by 10, but trust me, that's the only double digit lead that happened in this entire game. The largest lead leading up was Boston by 7 until like the later part of the fourth quarter when Steph Curry started away at the free throw line. And he got his last 5 points from the free throw line to get to 43. I mean, dude. Jordan Poole gave you something in the second quarter. Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, they got it to the fourth quarter and they was making key buckets. Shout out to Andrew Wiggins with 17 points and 16 boards. That man had 16 rebounds. Andrew Robin Wiggins. I said that for Twitter Space Sports After Dark. Shout out to my girl, Ashley Baker and Young Heavy, Mark and the rest of the crew out there. Great conversation we had last night to the early morning. Very great conversation, by the way. So Andrew Wiggins telling his Dennis Rodman, getting 16 boards, adding 17 points to it. Draymond Green only had 2 points, but them 2 points came at a critical time. Because Robert Williams went for a block, he came right behind him and put the put back in. But despite that, 9 boards, 8 assists, Draymond was being Draymond. Less talking, a lot of less. I ain't really didn't see Draymond talk at all last night. Like, Draymond was in a different mood last night. It's like he was just focused on the game. Just focused on the game. And you know, shout out to Steve Kerr for taking Draymond Green out playing offense and defense in a critical part of a game in the fourth quarter, like in the must-win game. That's not easy. Draymond's a 3-time champion along with you, Steph, and Klay. You know, y'all was together. You was the coach, and them three was your go-to guys. Just to be able to do that, to pull that trigger like that, shout out to Steve Kerr, and shout out to Draymond Green for not complaining either. Taking it as it is, like, hey, taking one for the team. Yeah, this gives us the win, this gives us the win. And they got the win. So shout out to Curry and Draymond Green for that. You know. Hey, Klay Thompson, 18 points. 4 for 10 from 3. 7 for 17 overall. Not a great shooting night, but hey, Andrew Wiggins was 7 for 17 too. And he had 17 points. So that's all I can say. Jason Tatum led the Celtics with 23 points, 11 boards, 6 assists. But 8 for 23 from the field, 4 from 8 from 3-point range. Jason Tatum went 4 from 8 from 3. He shot overall 8 for 23. That means he went 4 for 15 inside the 3-point arc. Now, let me do some math here, because that don't sound good. 4 divided by 15, he shot 26%. Inside the 3-point in game 4 of the NBA Finals at TD Garden. That's not going to do it, Jason Tatum. That's not going to do it. And by the way, you only scored 3 points in the freaking fourth quarter, sir. But we going to, y'all said he ain't got it on Steph about him not showing up in the fourth quarter, but Jason Tatum only gave you 3 in the fourth quarter? 3? 3 in the fourth quarter? And if I can go back and see the final play, because within the last final 5 minutes of the game, the Warriors outscored the Celtics 17-3. I wonder if that 3-point that Jason Tatum scored in the fourth quarter was the last bucket for the Celtics. So let me go back and see. Let me go here. You're talking about the last 5 minutes of the game. So when we hit the 5 minute mark, it was 90-94 the Celtics win. And I said they outscored the Celtics 17-3. Wiggins made a 2-point bucket. Klay Thompson hit a 3-pointer. Steph Curry hit a float game with the float game. To take the lead, they up 97-94 all of a sudden. And as I'm still going on, still haven't seen a shot made from the Celtics. Steph Curry hit another 3. That's 194. Al Horford made a 3 with 132 left in the game. It was 97-100 Golden State. And they went on the 7-0 run to end the game. Golden State goes on the 7-0 run to end the game. And I think Steph had all 7 of them, if I'm not mistaken. No, Kevon Looney had 2. Off with Draymond Green assist, and Steph Curry got the last 5. 107-97. That means Jason Tatum didn't make another bucket in the game since the what? Since the 10:46 mark of the fourth quarter. For over 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Jason Tatum did not put the ball in the bucket. Jason Tatum did not put the ball in the bucket. Now, y'all, some of y'all probably mean, well, I'm going hard on Jason Tatum. He ain't no superstar and stuff like that. Wanna know why I'm going hard on Jason Tatum? You doing it for Kobe, right? You wanna wear the armband, you wanna say doing it for Kobe. Mamba mentality, all this other stuff. If you gonna push this out there to the public to see, I better see you channel Kobe. But if you ain't, if you ain't gonna channel Kobe, man, I need you to stay focused and not try to do it for Kobe. Because Kobe right now, that's not how Kobe is. Now, Kobe take a lot of shots, and he miss a lot of them, but damn it. When it's crunch time, Kobe gonna hit him. That's why they call him the Black Mamba. When it's time, Kobe's gonna put it on. All right. It's go time. It's time to get rocking and rolling. Dude, if I can have young Heavy right now, any Laker fans on the show right now, I would ask them, have you ever seen a finals game or a playoff game where Kobe did not score for the final 10 minutes of a playoff game or an NBA finals game? They'll look at me like I'm retarded for asking that asinine question. That would be an asinine question to ask any Laker fans. Kobe shut out for the last 10 minutes of a game? In the postseason? In the finals? What? That's basic fair. But you're trying to be like Kobe. You want to be Kobe. You want to be Kobe Tatum. Or Jason Bryant. You got to embrace it, Jason. Some people got you as a superstar. Some people say the jury's still out. Either way, you in the finals, homie. Yeah, it might be your first one, but guess what? You in the finals. You've been in postseason playoffs before. You've been to Eastern Conference Finals. You had to run up against LeBron James a couple of times. You ran into Jimmy Butler a couple of times. You ran into Milwaukee. You know, I'm just saying. You might not been this deep into the finals, but you shouldn't be new to pressure. But then again, NBA final pressure is different. It's just different. So I'm just saying, you know, the stat line looks pretty damn good. If you want to look at people who want to be analytical and say, oh, but he scored 23 points. He led the team in scoring. He had 11 boards and 6 assists. He had a double-double like Steph did. And Steph had 20 more goddamn points than him, too. And it shot a lot more efficiently, by the way. 14 for 26? That's over 50%. And he shot 50% from three. Tatum shot 50% from three, but 4 for 15 inside the arc. 4 for 15 inside the arc. 4 for 15. 26% inside the goddamn 3-point line. That is not gonna cut it at all. Now Jaylen Brown, 21 points. 6 boards. 2 for 6 from three. 9 for 19. Marcus Smart, 18 points. 7 for 18 from the field, 3 for 9. And I need Marcus Smart to start trying to take these threes. That's because Steph is getting hot and rolling doesn't mean you try to match it. That don't work. That's not your game. Okay? You should have known at some point, Steph. Matter of fact, you really haven't been shutting Steph down. Steph Curry is averaging 34 points a goddamn game this series. He's only been 4 games, and he's averaging 34. 34. This man is averaging 34 points. This damn series. It is mind-boggling to know this. This man has scored 137 points in these finals. 137 points in these finals in 4 games. 4 games. 4 games. 34 in the first game, 29 in game 2, 31 in game 3, and now 43 in game 4. Warriors win the finals. We know who's getting finals MVP. It is clear, cut, and dry at this point. Okay? That is kind of what it is. It is clear cut and dry. If the Warriors win the finals, it's going to NBA Finals MVP. It's going to Steph Curry, okay? Okay? Wendell's getting the goddamn trophy if he pulls this off, which he's been doing in the first 4 games anyway. If Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, and Andrew Wiggins want to join the party, feel free because he's waiting. Okay? Like I said, fourth quarter, Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins came up with timely buckets, good offensive rebounds. And in the inside by Wiggins, Klay Thompson still taking his shots and some of them dropped. Shout out to, like I said, Jordan Poole came in that second quarter, gave you a good 8 to 10 points in that quarter of his 14. They keep the game within striking distance while the chef was cooking and serving dishes left and right. Okay?
But
for the Celtics to win, they need more out of their star player, Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown's been the most consistent one, I must say. I think Brown is averaging like 25 a game. I want to say he's averaging about 25 a game. So Jaylen Brown was the front runner for Finals MVP going into game four last night because of what he's been doing. And then Steph just went ahead and dropped 43. This is just what champions are made of, okay? So let me do some math here. Jaylen Brown had 24 in game one. How much he had in game two? 24 in game one. Game two, he came back with 17. Not a good showing. Jason Tatum actually had 28. Did some good. Game three, he came back and helped lead the way along with Tatum with 27. And then last night, he had 21 that I said earlier? I think it's 21 I said. Yeah, 21. Tatum had 23. So 21. So we're looking at 89 points through four games for Jaylen Brown.
22 points a game. He's averaging 22 points a game. If the Celtics win, he's the front runner for the Celtics.
The overall front runner is Steph Curry. Let's just get that out of the way. Let's get that out of the way. Steph Curry is the front runner for Finals MVP, and he will get it. Because like I said on the previous episode, and y'all didn't believe me, I said Boston's going to take game three. Golden State's going to win game four. Game five is Monday. Back in the Bay Area. And I said Golden State's winning game five. I'm 2-for-2 so far. And if Warriors do what I think they're going to do on Monday night, I'm going to be 3-for-3. And speaking of Monday night, if there's a game that Jason Tatum needs to have a Jason Tatum type game, you know, when he raised Giannis's 40 point, I think it was Giannis had like 42, something like that, and he rose his up to 46, you know, when you knew it was time to close out the Miami Heat and Tatum hit them buckets in the fourth quarter. That Tatum needs to show up in game five if the Celtics have a shot at winning the finals. Because guess what? If Golden State do what I think they do and they go up 3-2, winning back-to-back games, which will be the first time the Celtics suffer back-to-back losses. Oh, trust me. I picked the Warriors in six because, like I said, some reason, game six is a Klay Thompson game. And if that brother show up like he usually do in game six, Boston can call it done at TD Garden. But if he does get to a game seven, y'all not going back to the Bay Area and winning another game there, okay? I just don't see Boston doing it because Golden State don't lose at home like that. They already lost, they won at home, and they ain't finna lose another one because they be down. I be down. Draymond Green might get himself together before he take another loss at home, okay? That's how much that's how much confidence I have in Golden State when it comes to chasing right now. But for Boston, if they are going to steal one at Chase Center, it will be game five on Monday. And Jason Tatum gets to show up, because if he don't, Boston can hang it up. Okay, because Marcus Smart still trying to outdo stuff. You ain't finna outdo stuff, bro. You're not finna hold stuff down. You're not gonna clamp him down. Matter of fact, you haven't clamped him down at all. They just talked about that fourth quarter, but yeah, they forgot it. Steph Curry went off for like 24 points in the first quarter and tailed off in the last three in game one. He came back and dropped another 29 in game two in that win. And he dropped 31 with Klay Thompson dropping 25 and a losing effort in game three. And he just went off for 43. So you ain't clamping Steph Curry down. Okay? As soon as Klay Thompson started getting hot, you know it's over. Because it's going to be the Splash Brothers all over again. And then Jordan Poole, whenever he want to have a goddamn pool party, please feel free to join in. Andrew Wiggins has been consistent around the 15, 18 mark. Point scoring wise. Now he stepped up his rebounding with 16 last night, but he's been hovering around the 15-18 point range with the 5 to 6, 5 to 8 rebounds a game. So we know what we're getting from Andrew Wiggins. Okay? But can Andrew Wiggins get me a 20-point game in one of these next three games? Can I get a 20-point game? You don't got to give me 16 rebounds. You probably give me 8 to 10. Like, can I get a 20-point game from Andrew Wiggins? I'm just waiting for Klay Thompson to give me that 30-point game. And I got a feeling it's going to be in game 6. This is me. This is me. Okay? But hey, Boston know what they need to do. Jason Tatum should know what he need to do. Golden State going to do what they do. Because they championship predicate. They have 3 titles. You're looking for a 4th. So, that's what I got you for the NBA Finals. Now, before I get out of here, there's some news to talk about, okay? Because Brandon Ingram is recovering from finger surgery. He's going to be out for about a month or two, I believe, if I remember correctly. About a month from that finger surgery. And speaking of the Pelicans, Zion Wilson is eligible for a player max extension. And I believe the Pelicans are going to give it to him, despite the fact he hasn't really played for the Pelicans. It says, Zion Wilson is eligible to sign a 5-year, $181 million max rookie extension this summer. This summer. Man, remember, he missed all of the 2021-2022 season, this past season, with a right foot fracture. And having played just 85 games in his 3-year career. This is an interesting thing. Now, yeah, Zion Wilson, generational talent. Never seen anything like him before. And somewhere up there with LeBron James. But, dude, this man been in the league for 3 years. Three years. 3 years in the league. 3 years. He's only played an equivalent of 1 full season. He only played 85 games. That's 82 games in a season. And he's only played 85 games in 3 years. Three. And y'all talking about signing him to a 5-year, $181 million extension? I don't know, man. It better be some languages up in there, because this man hasn't, I can get it, he hasn't been healthy. But that's the problem. The best ability is availability. Why should I pay when you're not even available? Now, if he can come back and be healthy, let's see what he looked like with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCullough on the team. Let's see what they look like. But I need Zion healthy, man. That's a big contract. That is a big, $180 million for 5 years. Like, if they offer him that, that man would be making $36.2 million a year. A year for only playing 85 games. That's crazy. I can't do it. Not at this moment in time, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay. I'm just saying I can't do it. Okay. In other news, Golden State will be losing another assistant coach. Shout out to Kenny Atkinson, who's going to be hired as the new Charlotte Hornets coach. I like this move. What Atkinson did with the Brooklyn Nets when he had D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, and that team right there got them to the playoffs and whatnot, had that team rolling before Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant decided to roll in there and change everything up. Kenny Atkinson was doing a hell of a job. He's doing a damn good job. Okay, when his, what, I think 1 year with the Nets, with Kyrie and them, did a damn good job. It's just Kyrie and Kevin Durant saw things differently and wanted to do things their way, which as of right now, their way has got them ousted by the defending champion, the Milwaukee Bucks last season, and got their ass whooped by a team that's in the finals right now in the Boston Celtics in the first round. I ain't gonna get into details of all of what took place, but I'm just saying, y'all wanted Steve Nash, but y'all ain't want nobody that was gonna challenge y'all. Kenny Atkinson, the type of coach, is gonna challenge you. He don't care. So I like this hiring for Jordan with this young Hornets team. Maybe it's what they need to get them to the next level of getting out of the play-in and making the playoffs, because y'all been in 2 play-ins, and both of them was ass whoopings. Cleveland was 1. Was it Cleveland? No, Indiana was 1, and then this year it was the Atlanta Hawks. Like, y'all been in the play-in twice, and both times y'all got your ass handed to y'all. Ridiculously. So I like this hiring. The Hornets and Atkinson. I like this hiring. I can't wait to see what this is. But like I said, this is another assistant coach leaving the Warriors, because you remember earlier,
Mike Brown was hired as the Sacramento Kings coach. We should see how that goes with that franchise. Because I don't know that franchise forgot how to build a basketball team. I don't know. Because that team has a talent. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, De'Vion Mitchell. You got Sabonis. You got the talent. Like, can you construct a team or something? But, you know, I ain't going to do too much because I'm up against it right now. So, that's all I got for you. Like I said Boston was going to win game 3. Check mark. I said Golden State was going to win game 4. Check mark. We were going to go back to the Bay Area 2-2. Check mark. Game 5, I'm taking the Warriors. So, I'll be hollering at y'all after game 5. Enjoy your weekend. This is the Playmaker, Dino Silence. This has been the Hoops Talk. Catch y'all later.
Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Silent, signing off.